Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And the summer races on. Richard III up and running at Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
With a great cast for a play that can get rather nasty. A lot of people who are good at playing bad guys. David Mitchell is on stage, and Teron Gethers, and Johnny Barden. Yeah, Richard III.
Not to mention Chris Avery, who is playing Richard III.
Well, that's the darndest thing, because heretofore, he's always played kind of nice guys.
I always had my suspicions.
With Leah Burst as Lady Anne.
I guess we've both seen this many times, yes?
Oh, yes. Some memorable ones up at Stratford. Brian Bedford and Calm Fiores. And you've seen many others.
I saw Kevin Kline at the Delacorte, and I saw Michael Moriarty at Lincoln Center. And, of course, Shakespeare in Delaware Park has done it before. I remember vividly Tim Newell doing it in a production directed by Saul Elgin, alas, no longer with us. But Richard III up and running. I did get out to see the touring production.
On Monday nights and whenever the Saul Elkin stage is dark, Romeo and Juliet. So how do they do it with just five actors?
It's delightful. It's abridged. It's an hour and 15 minutes. I saw it in the lawn outside the Central Terminal, which was a gracious place to see it. And apparently the only cool evening they've had to play it. So that was much nicer for all of us. To see Manuel Mejia and Tabitha Rahel, if I've mispronounced the names, I'm sorry, but as Romeo and Juliet, then they're young and charming and wonderful. Manny had, in fact, been my student in theater history and has never spoken Shakespeare for an audience before. He was terrific. So exciting and gratifying to see him say the role so brilliantly. And Karen Hardy, so good as the nurse and as Lord Capulet.
But I have to ask you, Maria Pedro, I mean, she's a star of musicals locally. I know she didn't break out into song.
And she's a star as Mercutio and especially as Friar Lawrence.
That's fabulous.
Brendan Didio, who's done the adaptation, cut, but we still follow the plot and breeze on through Romeo and Juliet, clear through to its tragic conclusion. So if you can catch it somewhere, it's still playing other dates.
Oh, it goes all the way through mid-August.
Yeah, it'll be in Hamburg. It'll be in Bassett Park. It'll be in the Keenan Center. It'll be around. So that's Romeo and Juliet.
I got back up to the Shaw Festival for a play with an unusual title, Gnit, G-N-I-T. It's a take on Peer Gynt. And it turns out that the Gnit, as the character informs us, was a typo on his birth certificate. At any rate, rather like the original Peer Gynt, he is a lost soul searching for himself and a very, on paper, unlikable character. I mean, this man is a total narcissist, but as played by Kasim Khan, you can't help but root for him. He's such a charming actor, even though he plays a despicable character.
Well, anti-heroes, much like Richard III, we kind of root for him in a way. Years ago, I think in 1989, I saw Peer Gynt at the Hartford Stage Company. Richard Thomas as Peer Gynt, he frequently worked at that theater. It was a set designed by John Conklin, brilliant designer John Conklin. I remember him using parachute silk to entirely change the landscape in seconds. White silk and suddenly it was snow, and green silk and suddenly we're in the mountains. It was just magical. It was 8 hours long.
I was going to ask. I thought the original was only six, but you got an eight-hour version.
Well, it required 8 hours of my day. There was a break for dinner.
Well, Gnit is your standard 2.5 hours. It's a delight, and I highly encourage people to give it a try. Gnit, G-N-I-T. But speaking of the Shaw Festival, we're all looking forward to Saturday, August 9th, 10 o'clock, over at the Spiegel Tent, where we will be entertained by you, sir, Anthony Chase.
By me and some others. People think I'm doing my cabaret show, or just, you know, only if they beg, but Tales of the
please.
Theater. But we'll also be seeing Blues for an Alabama Sky. Wonderful play. I last saw Lorna C. Hill do it. Angel Allen, blues singer, fired from her nightclub job and living with her costume designer friend, a man who dreams of designing for Josephine Baker in Paris. Sort of the decline of the Harlem Renaissance and the beginning of the Great Depression and what happens to these vivid characters during that period of time. Blues for an Alabama Sky, but also Anthony Chase, anecdotes and stories from the theater with others and, you know, details as they become available. Coming up for a Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.